you know, we knew about the Seattle freeze when we moved here, and we were determined that that was not going to be an issue for us. And the way that you can be sure that you're not going to get frozen out is by being the people who are doing the welcoming. And I think that maybe that's what people are responding to, is that the Seattle freeze is a real thing, but there are people who don't want to live in that. So we have to take responsibility. We can't just say, oh, people don't invite us places and people don't want to do things with us. Well, we'll invite you. We'll do things.
Too bad the party's here.
I think, Paul, something needs to be said, too, about our dyad, you know, the mother-daughter dyad. And when people see us, they see a team, I think, you know. I'm the perceived outgoing one, the extrovert, and Melissa is seen much more quiet, introvert. And I don't like those labels, but what I want you to hear is that Melissa's my teacher. She's my daughter, but she's my teacher because I will give you an answer to anything. You know, I mean, 101 uses for styrofoam. Because if I don't know, I'll make it up. And Melissa doesn't do that. When something needs addressing, Melissa really thinks about it and isn't like off the top of her head with an easy answer. So sometimes when people ask things, I'm glib, you know, and I have depth, absolutely, but my go-to is glib. And Melissa's go-to is more measured. And I have come to appreciate that as we have, you know, lived together now. And maybe it's hard for Melissa to see herself, perhaps the way others do. But she is my guide in so many things of depth.
You say that people see you as this, but many people see you as a lesbian couple.
I know. Isn't that too wonderful? And sometimes we don't disabuse that right away.
Give us an example of that. This happens here at the building?
Yeah.
What's an example of that?
Well, we went to an event at PCC. It was a postcard event. And I don't even remember what for. After the election, but before the inauguration. And we found out about it on Facebook, and we wanted to go downstairs and, you know, meet people. And clearly, this was a group of people who, some of whom knew one another through various things. And they were very, you know, accepting of us as Melissa and Allison, and as another lesbian couple, you know, here we are in this group. No different. And I don't remember what came up, and I said something about my daughter, and they were like, what?
That is so disgusting.
I know. And so that's when we started thinking of ourselves as an incestuous lesbian
couple. Right. That's when
they started thinking. But because, you know, that's maybe what people are thinking. So it kind of tickles us, you know. Oh, it just does.
We are careful, though, most of the time to refer to each other as mother or daughter early on after meeting someone, so that if they have had that thought, that we can disabuse them of it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Although it is kind of delicious.